Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball towards right field. Braggs makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Braggs. Wiggins scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and has Castillo trapped. There's the throw to Ripken and over to Knight, who tags Castillo for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Felder steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Yount reaches second base with a double. Felder scores. It's Brewers, 1, Orioles, 1. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Deere hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Deere moves to third. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer strikes out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum misplays the ball. That's an error on Svyum. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Svyum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiefer hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball towards right. Lacey catches it and throws to second to double up Molitor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Svyum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. Mike Griffin now pitching. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rob Deer now playing right field. Greg Brock now playing first base. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hart pinch runs for Fred Lynn. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hart now playing center field. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Castillo strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Lee Lacy. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.